Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode's going to be Grand Old Opry. Hope you enjoy.
Be happy as long as you live, and have all the nice things that I couldn't give.
This is WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee, presenting the Grand Ole Opry. A visit to Nashville isn't complete unless you see Harvey's, the most talked-of store in the South. Youngsters love the fun mirrors, live monkeys, merry-go-round horses, elephant slides. Everybody loves the escalators at Harvey's. Everybody agrees it's fun to shop at Harvey's, Nashville's largest store. Remember, Harvey's is open every Monday and Friday night till 9 o'clock.
Direct from the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, it's Grand Ole Opry time, starring Hank Snow.
I went to Panama to find out why it's called the tropical zone. The senoritas there have so much charm, they could even melt a heart of stone. I hopped a Mally gal, she flashed me a smile, and I lost my heart right then. I thought I'd only stay down there for a day, now I think I'll never leave again. In Panama, those Panamamas, they live the life of a beautiful dream. Your life's a waste until you get a taste of the thrill that you get from a tropical queen. I think they're great, those gals from Tennessee. But when they say CC in Panama, and the thrill is really different to me. My Niana never comes down there, they live just for tonight. I take her in my arms beneath the beautiful palms, and it's heaven when I hold her tight. A beautiful dream. Your life's a waste until you get a taste of the thrill that you get from a tropical queen.
Well, thanks and a great big howdy to all my good friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry.
Tonight's all-star country music lineup, Rod Brasfield, Moon Mullican, Grandpa Jones, the Old Hickory Singers, and the entire Opry gang.
And just for icing on the cake and mighty sweet icing, too, we've got that country cutie from Carn City, Texas, Miss Goldie Hill. Goldie's coming on out here to pick and sing shortly, folks. But first, we've got four fellows who can really produce some sweet harmony. We're talking about the Old Hickory Singers, and here they are with Sweet Mama Treetop Doll.
Oh, Sweet Mama Treetop Doll, won't you kind of turn it ever down? I can smell those whole cakes of burning honey that unburned plum brown.
Since ham went up to a dollar a pound, I eat so many rabbits that I hop all around.
Oh, Sweet Mama, treetop tall, won't you kind of turn the damper down? Oh, Sweet Mama, treetop tall, won't you kind of turn the damper down? I can smell those whole cakes of burning honey that unburned plum brown.
Make the best hot biscuits with the honey, too. I tell you, baby, nothing sweet as you.
Oh, Sweet Mama, treetop tall, won't you kind of turn your damper down? Oh, Sweet Mama, won't you kinda turn your temper down? I can smell those whole cakes a-burning, honey. They done burned plum brown.
If you ever travel south, just drop around to a one-room shanty on the edge of town.
Oh, sweet mama, treetop tall, won't you kinda turn your damper, kinda turn your damper, kindly turn your damper down.
Say, Hank, I want you to tell me something. Who were all those pretty gals clustered around you outside a while ago?
I don't really know, Grant. It seems I just lit me up a pipe full of mellow ripe Prince Albert smoking tobacco, and there they were.
Well, it's plain to see that the ladies really do enjoy the natural, clean aroma of Prince Albert's Choice Tobacco. You see, nature, in her own sure way, put the flavor in PA.
And put it there to stay. Tell the folks about that, Grant.
Due to Prince Albert's own special process, perfected over a period of nearly 50 years, the aged in goodness of the tobacco is held and heightened for smooth, long-burning smoking pleasure.
Fellas, when you go out for the paper this evening, pick up some mild and tasty Prince Albert smoking tobacco. For real pipe pleasure, for tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be, ask for Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke. In case some of you fellas out there want to make a few notes, tonight's very pretty guest is a slim 129 pounds. About 5 feet four, has blue eyes and mighty handsome brown hair, yes, sir, and sings besides. Folks, Miss Goldie Hill. Goldie, tell the folks what's all been doing in the music business where you're concerned.
Okay, Hank, we've been kindly appearing down through the South in Florida, Mississippi, Alabama. Just got back this week from Chicago and made a few records this afternoon.
Well, I'm sure glad you come to see us, honey, and just as anxious as everybody else to hear you sing Let Me Be the One.
Talk with you, anything that makes you happy, I wanna do. Oh, darling, let me be the one. Let me be the one who means the most, the one you wanna love and call your own. And when you choose your partner, I wanna be the choice. Oh, please let me be the one. I'll know just what to do. Lots of hugging and a kiss or two. You gotta let me be the one. Let me be the one to take you out to your favorite places, you have no doubt. And when the evening's gone with a kiss goodnight, oh, please let me be the one. I wanna be with you. Oh, please let me be the one. Let me be the one to hold your hand when the preacher says, do you take this man? All these happy thoughts will mean so much fun. If you're lonely, let me be the one.
Goldie, don't you go too far from me, a gal, because I'm fixing to ask you for this next dance. Is Tommy Fiddle Soldier Joy with Doc Luke Tillery doing the calling?
Grab this gal and swam up, everybody swing the swing all the way around to the left. Don't you see old road track, cab, that gal is swinging me back. Take a look down the old red wagon, we broke the axle, drag it. You swing more, and I'll swing more. Swing that gal from Arkansas. Oh, let's face it. that night just let me back. Go home and go it again. Well, now run to the kitchen, take a little peek in the back of the sink. Bring your suit back to the kitchen, peep up more and back to the center, swing the board. Now that you have hold your own, well, grab them gal and go to go. Run it, yeah, run it, go. Take them home.
Goldie's mom has a favorite sacred song, and she asked Goldie to ask me to sing it this evening. Friends, it's a real pleasure to sing this lovely hymn. He'll understand and say, well done.
If when you give the best of your service, the Savior has come. Be not dismayed when men don't believe you. He'll understand and say, well done. Oh, when I come to the end of my journey, we battle is warm, carrying the staff and the cross of redemption. He'll understand and say, well done. The Savior of all sinners hung on the cross. He was God's only Son. Oh, hear him calling his Father in heaven. Not thy will, let thine be done. And it's oh, when I come to the end of my journey, weary of life, and the battle is won. Carrying the staff, yes, at the cross of redemption, he'll understand and say, well.
Thanks, folks. Thanks a lot. Well, here comes a friend of ours with something mighty important on his mind.
Prince Albert is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. That's why PA in an OCB paper makes such a smooth, mild, and tasty making smoke.
Man, and is Prince Albert ever easy to roll?
Prince Albert smoking tobacco is crimp cut. It doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends.
PA is there to stay, and so is that natural flavor.
Through a process perfected over a period of nearly 50 years, the mellow ripe flavor of Prince Albert smoking tobacco is held and heightened for real roll-your-own enjoyment.
So, fellas, roll your next making smoke with Prince Albert, the largest selling smoking tobacco in America, the national joy smoke.
So, roll your own with good PA. And take a puff or two. You'll get that extra smoking joy Prince Albert brings to you.
Of course, y'all know who that is playing. The one and only, the big time piano man from Polk County, Moon Mulligan.
Well, I sail my ship alone with all the dreams I own, drifting out across the ocean blue. I sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn. And if it starts to sink, then I'll blame you. We've been sweethearts for so long, but now you say we're through. The love we shared is just a memory. I had built a ship of dreams and planned them all for you. But now I guess what is to be will be.
The only man who can follow Mr. Moon is the sagebrush of Hornwall, Tennessee, and here he is to tell all, Rod Brasfield.
Thank you, man. I like that our last note. That's fine. I appreciate that.
I sure do. Howdy, Mr. Snow.
Howdy, Rod.
I'm glad to see you.
Glad to see you. Rod, do you know that Monday's Washington's birthday?
It is?
Yes.
Well, I'll declare I'm sure glad you reminded me of that, Mr. Snow.
Why?
I forgot to send him a present. You know something, Hank? I'm just kidding. I'm a student of Washington.
Good.
I know everything is to be known about him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Well, then maybe you can tell me why Washington didn't sit down when he crossed the Delaware in a rowboat.
That's easy, Mr. Hank.
It is.
His britches is too dad busted tight. I'll tell you one thing, Hank. George Washington couldn't throw a silver dollar across the Potomac River today.
Now, why couldn't Washington throw a dollar across the Potomac today?
Because a dollar just don't go as far now as it did back in them days.
I see what you mean.
Last year, I had the pleasure of visiting Washington's monument.
Say, that's quite high, isn't it?
Yeah, it's high. Yeah, it's a welfare. It's real high.
Yeah.
I wonder just how he got down after he finished it.
You know, Rod, that's what I like about you. You're so patriotic.
Yeah, very patriotic. What do you mean by that?
Well, on Washington's birthday, you're using Lincoln's jokes.
Yeah. Lincoln's joke.
Come here. Speaking about old jokes, how is your girlfriend, Susan?
Oh, she's doing fine, Mr. Snow. She's doing fine. She's been down on the farm working just like a horse.
Doing what?
Pulling a snowplow. That hard work is part of her 3-day reducing diet, you know? Yeah, she's on a diet.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first day she lost 4 inches off of her waist.
Oh, good.
And the second day she lost 8 inches off of her waist.
What happened the third day?
She lost her girdle. But she sure do look good now.
I'll bet.
Yeah, she looks great now, yeah. Especially her legs.
Oh, is that right?
She's got the kind of legs that attract men.
Good.
You know, they're shaped like a magnet.
You know, Rod, I've come to the conclusion that you'd make some gal a generous husband.
Well, now, that's nice of you to say that, Hank. Thank you very much.
Oh, you know, right. When
I get married, my wife's going to have a limousine and furs and just plenty of money.
And when do you intend to get married?
When I find a gal that's got a limousine and furs and plenty of money.
Well, I don't blame you.
Well, I got to go downtown and do a little shopping, Hank. I got to go buy me some new clothes.
Why, what happened to your old clothes?
The moths ate them up.
You mean the moths were eating your clothes?
Was they? They didn't even look up when I opened the closet door.
Well, tell me, Rodley, what part did they eat?
What part did they eat?
Yeah.
Well, to put it geographically,
yeah. The
solid South just ain't solid no more. You know, Mr. Hank, I gotta go, but before I go, would it be all right with you if I said hello to my good old friend and buddy, Miss Minnie Pearl, out there in Idaho somewhere?
Why, you go right ahead.
Howdy, Minnie. I miss that gal, don't you?
I sure
She'll
do.
She'll be back next. You didn't know I used to court Minnie, did you?
Oh, that's news to me.
Yeah, I used to go with Minnie. I used to spark her all the time.
Did you?
Yeah. She had a little old brother. He's just about that high. The meanest little dickens I ever seen.
Mean, huh?
Every time I'd go to see Minnie, he'd do something to me if I didn't give him a nickel.
Oh, that ain't fair.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of times I didn't have no nickel.
I know what you mean.
Well, sure, I went over there one Sunday, and he got one of them great big old bill posters tacked.
Oh.
And put it right in the settee where me and Minnie always sat and sparked at.
You were the mean one, wasn't you?
Yeah, and he had the business end of it up, too, brother. I went in there and popped down on it. Now, you're talking about taxes on your real estate and automobiles, brother. You wait till it hits your personal property.
Friends, let's call that pretty little guest of ours out here again, Miss Goldie Hill. How about it? And, Goldie, what have you got for our good friends and neighbors this time?
One called I'm Yesterday's Girl.
That's a real pretty one.
You told me lies as my starry eyes looked up in admiration. You painted scenes and lovely dreams with all of your temptation. You spoke of things like wedding rings and promised me the world for no cause at all. You let me fall and now I'm yesterday's girl. Don't you sometimes feel that love is real and the greatest thing in life? Not one romance you gave the chance to be your cherished wife. You cheat and lied, you made me cry and promised me the world. I loved you best, but like the rest, I'm another yesterday's girl. To lure the heart of a girl whose lips you kiss. Was it just a game to add my name to your broken-hearted list? You loved me long, you loved me wrong, and promised me the world. Yet I came to be just a memory. Yesterday's girl. When autumn falls and you recall the things that might have been, then you will pause and see the cause of grief that's deep within. Each bridge you burn, there's no return. You're living in a lonely world. In your reverie, will you think of me as just a yesterday's girl?
Standing at the console of his mighty five-string banjo, Grandpa Jones. Go do it, Jonesy.
Fly around my pretty little mid, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little mid. You almost drive me crazy. Right, you think my pretty little mid I can't deal with. I'll keep it at you know before I go. Give a little about you. Fly around my pretty little mid, fly around my dandy, fly around my pretty little mid. Can't have none of my candy. Coffee grows on white oak trees. River flows with brandy. Rocks in the mountains covered with gold. Gals on Queensland candy. Fly around my pretty little mid, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little mid. You almost drive me crazy. Every time I go that road, looks so dark and cloudy. Every time I see that gal, she always tells me howdy. Fly around my pretty little mid, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little mid. You almost drive me crazy. put my knapsack on my back, gravel on my shoulder, march away to Mexico. Now I'll be a soldier, fly around my pretty little bit, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little bit. You almost drive me crazy.
This ballad here is a bit more sentimental than me. One Grandpa Jones just did for us. It's a recent RCA Victor recording of ours called Act One, Act Two, Act Three.
The world's a stage, they say, and we're all part of the world. And you were only acting when we met. You played the lover well, but how could I ever know that you would find another and a forget? Act One, how far the love was spoken. Act Two, we were happy as could be. Act Three, a vow and a heart were broken. The play is ended, now the curtain drops for me.
Friends, it's been a heap of fun being with y'all tonight, and we aim to come calling for you in the buckboard a week from now. The man on the driver's seat will be Ray Price and his guests Johnny and Jack. Till then, this is Hank Snow saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry. Feel that mildness. Yes, feel that mildness.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to otrwesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.